This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People have fled the Ukraine. In the meantime, war crimes, that investigation is now open against Putin and a few others as well. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as we look at what's happening in another part of the world and other parts of the world. Here at home, there is lots of conversation about, is it the end of COVID? Can we just frankly call it an endemic? And there still are some arguments over masking, including in the great state of Florida. I'll explain. But first, we start not with Ron DeSantis yelling at some high school students for wearing masks. We start in the Ukraine and what's happening there. And it's been a week of war now. Just like that, before you blinked your eyes, Russia's invasion could have rippling effects still in so many other parts of the world, the Russians invading the Ukraine. So 1 million, it's been estimated, have left that country. This is all data that's been gathered by the UN Refugee Agency, and it's set to become Europe's worst humanitarian crisis in this century. And we're not surprised as we watch what we're seeing. The fighting continues. Roughly 10% or so of the Ukrainian population could be displaced in the next couple of weeks. The photos and the videos that we're all seeing show packed train stations and traffic jams in these tiny, small border towns, crowds of people huddling in groups and sleeping on cots in churches and gyms, and boxes and boxes of donations, which I think is fantastic, from around the world. And most of what we're hearing and seeing, most of the people are women and children. Ukrainian authorities forced men 18 to 60 to stay in the country to fight the invasion. So that's really the reason for that. Most of the refugees, or at least a little bit more than half, have gone to Poland, but they're also streaming into Slovakia, Romania. Hungary is another place where they're seeing some of the refugees, too, as well. And I think the good news is that we do see people lined up with suitcases and getting through a border and seeing a tidal wave of humanity, because they're seeking refuge. They're getting away from, as they go into these high traffic crossings, they're getting away from the danger in the Ukraine, where things are so uncertain. Just as a point of fact, Ukrainians can stay visa-free for 90 days in EU nations, and under these new rules that are going to be adopted on Thursday, Ukrainian nationals are going to be eligible for temporary protection within that 27, because it's 27 nations, for up to 3 years, depending partially on what the conditions are like in the Ukraine. So that is good news, because that's the pass to take a breath and regroup as all of the scenarios unfold in the Ukraine, because at the end of 2, 3, 4 weeks, I mean, who knows ultimately what that is going to look like. We don't know. We just know what's unfolding. We know what we're seeing. We see the traffic jams. We see also what's happening as far as what's going on with the invasion, some of the problems the Russians, I think, didn't think that they would encounter. But one thing's for sure, when you look at Kyiv now, it certainly is, it's burned out buildings, cars that are turned over and on fire. And you also see that most of that, or big chunks of it, are uninhabitable. So it's good that the people got out, boom, when they had to. And that's why that mass of humanity was pushed forward so quickly, because there weren't plans. There weren't a lot of people that were getting out of the Ukraine ahead of what was going on, you know, in Russia. Something I think that goes back to this unintended consequences, or something that I believe Putin or his generals didn't expect is what's happened to the army, the running out of gas and having no food and tanks that are stuck in places and captured Russian soldiers who are breaking down in tears, and prisoners of war that are being interviewed by the Ukrainian forces and saying that they really were cannon fodder in the middle of this. And that's a surprise. I saw one piece of video today where somebody that was captured was saying to his mother over the phone, "They sent us to death. They sent us to death. Everyone killed everyone." And in another clip that I saw, and this was from the Mirror in London, "We came for training. We were lied to, and that's why I'm here." So some of them saying, we had no idea that this was going to happen, no idea whatsoever. Then there was another flash of a video I saw where one of the soldiers was talking about nobody wanted to fight, but we were told that we would be enemies of the state in Russia because it's wartime. We might even get shot. We were thrown as gun meat into this war, thrown as gun meat. So that's the Russian, some of the Russian side of the troops, the morale that we keep hearing about, the low morale. It is absolutely evident in some of what's been intercepted by British intelligence, recordings of radio messages and mobile conversations, that kind of stuff. And that's exactly the kind of things that they are hearing. In fact, tapping into the one frequency, it's like listening to a police frequency in the United States. So, you know, they're requesting air support or any kind of support, and then you hear helicopters or fighter planes or any of that. There was even one soldier, Russian soldier, hysterically crying, saying, "The only thing I want right now is to kill myself." I think what the one soldier said is, did they really realize what was happening here? Did they really realize, as it was portrayed by one in the unit, that we are gun meat? Oof, that really sums it up. All right, I mentioned the war crimes scenario. The International Court opened the war crimes investigation on Putin, and the UN also voted in the meantime to demand Russia end the war. That's the other scenario here. How about ending this thing? So the United Nations General Assembly, for whatever teeth it has, voted 141 to 5 with 35 abstaining to demand that the war just be stopped. Just be stopped. It was an emergency session, and it convened in its first emergency session in a quarter century. Wednesday, the prosecutor for the International Criminal Court opened what I said was an investigation into whether Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin, have committed war crimes. And then the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, in a televised address to the nation one week into this war, pushed his people, rallied his people, praised them for their resolve, saying, "During this time, we have truly become one. We forgave each other. We started loving each other. We are helping each other. We are worried for each other." But while all of those things being said are happening, there are small towns and cities that are falling. In fact, there's a port city just south of Ukraine, almost 300,000 people, where the Russian forces definitely have gained that, have control over that completely. All right, more to come about what's happening in the Ukraine and also the mass scenarios in this country.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Russia, who wants to do away with the Ukrainian president. They haven't had that success yet. I mentioned what he had to say to his people on the air and some of the Russian soldiers who have been captured and their reaction and the morale of the Russian troops. But yet they have captured one city, and Kyiv looks like an abandoned town completely where you just see rubble everywhere and fires and cars, as I mentioned before, and other vehicles just flipped over. So, obviously, the march is still on, and even though the UN is calling for an end to the war and for the Russians to stop and for Putin to end this, it certainly has not happened as we go into yet another week of this situation. There are lots of people around the world who are donating whatever they can money-wise to organizations who are getting clothes and water, food, etc., to the people who need it. As I mentioned at the top, a key factor is 1 million people or so have evacuated the Ukraine, most of them women and children, and that's what we're seeing because of the Ukrainian edict that if you're a man, you're staying and you're fighting. And there are some women who are there and who are fighting, but a lot have moved with family members out of the country. In the meantime, you've got weapons that this is another part of this was, well, you see this refugee count at 1 million. You've got weapons pouring in the thousands from other countries who are trying to help the situation. They're not fighting, obviously, the U.S. being one of those with Stinger missiles, but in trying to help the Ukrainians have more weapons, because this is where they were short. It wasn't like they didn't have any, but not the Stinger surface-to-air missiles in bulk, certainly, not the machine guns, the sniper rifles, the pistols, and a lot of that ammunition that the Czechs sent, and even countries that are always neutral. You know, how often do you hear, I'm like Switzerland, that old expression. Sweden and Switzerland, Finland, they're sending weapons. Germany, they don't send weapons into conflict zones. They're sending Stingers as well as other shoulder-launched rockets where these trenches that so many are in, where they've dug in key situations, the Ukrainian troops, they'll be able to use some of this weaponry, right? And there are a lot of countries, 20 countries or more, most of them are NATO or European Union, are funneling these weapons into the Ukraine to fight off the Russian invaders and to do what they can to arm the insurgency if the war comes to that. And it's looking more and more that that's what's happening. And that's really brought the European countries especially together to try and help. They've got military equipment that's being moved around all over the place and trying to get them into the right hands, so to speak. All right, speaking of getting things into hands, it was all about getting people masks, remember, in the beginning of the pandemic. Now you have parents figuring out, should I be worried if the school doesn't have a mask requirement, or I don't want my school to have a mask requirement anymore. I just want the kids to get back to normal, and it just depends on where. Texas public schools can't require masks starting on June 1st, so there's that. There's a lot of Philadelphia area schools that dropped mask requirements this week after the CDC changed its guidance, but San Francisco public schools won't drop masks despite the pleas from some parents who want to see it and from city health officials to do that, and California lifting the mandate, they're saying no. So there are states that are banning masks in school. They're saying no, we're banning the masks in school. On February 25th, remember, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention relaxed the recommendations around universal indoor masking in schools. Now they're just recommending universal masking in public settings. And that's it. But they're not doing that with schools. Five states have bans in effect that prevent school districts from setting any kind of a mask policy or mandate. Five other states have bans, and they have actually been blocked or suspended or not being enforced, because that's the other part of this, right? Mask regulations ending in five different states, California, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Washington, and only Hawaii and the District of Columbia haven't set an end date for their school mask requirements. So states banning school districts from enacting universal mask mandates, statewide mask policies, defying some of these individual districts. I mean, this is what we've been seeing again and again and again and again. So how much has changed? And then you've got the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who scolded some kids, students, for wearing face masks, saying that it's time to move forward. He was approaching the podium at the University of South Florida, where actually my nephew goes to school. And behind the podium, there were seven students from Middleton High School in Florida, and they were there to hear the announcement about cybersecurity education. That's what it was about. And they were wearing face masks. So when he saw them wearing the face masks, he said, you don't have to wear those masks. I mean, please, please take them off. Please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we've got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous. That's what he said. They said, this is ridiculous. So some of, and this high school is a high school in Tampa, so some of those kids were, that's why they were there again, they were involved in what was happening, and they did not pull them off. The students didn't take off the masks, or at least the ones that I saw. I don't know that every single one didn't, but the ones that were in the front did not take off their masks. So we still have this war over what's right, what should you do, what are the regulations. And listen, you go to a school, you send your kids to school. We went to schools, private or public, and there's always something, right? There's always some argument over something, over how much time you was given in between periods, what about the Pledge of Allegiance, etc. But this has been different in this last couple of years because of lifting bans, not having bans, putting bans in place, and again, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Jeez. When does the merry-go-round stop? And I guess the answer is because it's not a federal mandate, because it's up to the states, because it's up to the school districts, because those are the people that have to make the decisions. That's why we're seeing these policies that are yin and yang in a lot of different directions. I have a friend in California. He's got four kids. Two of the schools, and they're different ages, two of the schools, they're still wearing masks, and they require that. It's a private school. The public school, eh, we're getting ready to get rid of them. It's okay. So what are the mixed messages to these kids when they're packing up their lunch and getting ready to go to school? All right, you two got to wear them because I don't want to have to come pick you up or have some problems. And the other two, there's no problem whatsoever. And, of course, they're all living under the same roof. So if somebody had it, wouldn't you logically think, well, there's a good chance that they would get it, right? Oh, crazy. And just to get ready to send us off into the mailroom to read your thoughts on all kinds of things, one quick side note. A lot of people are taking trips. I've done the Airbnb thing. I saw such a creepy, creepy story about an Airbnb host. And of course, they can easily get booted, which this guy would get booted. But there was a hotel owner that allegedly took more than 2,000 videos and images of guests who were, you know, naked, sleeping, whatever, and also having sex on hidden camera. Apparently this creepy guy was, you know, made something look like a power adapter for a router, but in fact, it was flat out a camera. Yikes! So this 54-year-old faces 15 counts of invasive visual recording after lawsuits accused him of invasion of privacy and intentionally inflicting emotional distress. Oh, that is distressing. Mailbag next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told Congress on Wednesday Americans will likely see interest rate hikes.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter point increase rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Most of Texas's primary election races were decided by Wednesday, but mail-in ballots are holding up the tally in several counties, and several state attorneys general have launched a nationwide investigation into TikTok and its possible harmful effects on young users' mental health. This is USA Radio News. Hawaii plans to lift its COVID-19 quarantine requirement for travelers on March 25th. That means domestic travelers will not have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. 2021 marked an increase in car accidents. Tim Berg reports.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country.
On the West Coast, California's drought is not showing any signs of letting up after two record dry months. New measurements from the State Department of Water Resources show a wet December and a bone dry January that leave the state at a high risk of destructive wildfires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers deliver to home in person, letters, packages, and papers.
Yes, a big round of applause for so many who hit us up in the mailbag. Oh, the miracle of it all. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. Just like Jack, our friend listening on KVOI, 10:30 a.m. in Tucson, Arizona. And here's what Jack had to say. Jack says, hey, Kate, you know, sometimes you just have to bury your head in a hole. If we listen to everything that's happening with the destruction of the Ukraine and we go back and forth with all the nonsense over COVID, which very sad for all the people who lost people, and then trying to move forward, and then we take a step back, and then we're forward and all over the place. I think that sometimes you just have to escape into some good old-fashioned entertainment. I heard you say that one of the Christmas presents you got was a phonographic machine. I love how you say that. I like how to take a step back from that. A phonographic machine. Yes, a record player. And I decided after listening to you talk about that and playing jazz albums that I had a whole bunch of records that were stored in boxes in my attic, and I decided that I was going to do the same thing. And I have to tell you that I'm glad you mentioned that, and who knew that it would prompt me to do something similar. I didn't get it as a present, but I went out and bought one. It didn't cost me very much at all. And I've been listening to some really old, cool rock albums and enjoying the hell out of it. So I suggest that every once in a while, you got to escape, and whatever it is, whether it's getting a record player and playing records or walking around the block several hundred times, do something to get away from all the noise. One of your loyal fans. Wow. All right. So thanks for that, Jack. I like it. I like that you just heard me mention it. It was kind of offhanded I said it. And I when I got your email, it reminded me, yeah, I got to do that this weekend. I've just been going through his albums because I have so many of them. And I'm not familiar with all of the jazz, and it goes way back, some of it, but it has been fun. It is a good escape. All right, so this one from Joseph, who says, hi, Kate Delaney, and to all the people who are listening to the show. I just don't understand why somebody doesn't off Putin. I mean, I don't care how you look at this guy. Can you comprehend the things that have happened in his entire regime, and this idea of this nuclear threat part of the escalation is enough that I would think somebody would step forward. Obviously, the Russian soldiers, or many of them, felt like they're being used, and they're emotionally distraught. Whatever happens in these cities that they invade, because now they're in the middle of this, of course, and they have to do what the state tells them to do, so the many who don't want to are caught in that. But regardless, the Russian people themselves are getting the blowback from the sanctions, thanks to Putin. And I would just think that people in his own country, when somebody is out to lunch, when somebody is leading the country the way he's been leading it, wouldn't you think somebody else would step up and want to take him out and become the hero? I guess maybe he's impenetrable. I don't get it, but I would think that would be the number one target of somebody who has some power somewhere else in that government, around that government. You know, it's been suggested by other people, why doesn't that happen? Why doesn't somebody just plant a bomb near him or do something? And of course, he obviously is heavily protected and has trusted people around him. I mean, just like we protect our presidents and with the Secret Service, etc. But I mean, you have a point that if it turns into a brutal regime, that where's the line where somebody doesn't make some sort of a move and take him out? I mean, look. Did we think that the threats of what Russia or Putin could do were real? Go back and look at the history, trace the history of relationships and what's happened, and you know the end game here. And he did not want the Ukraine to become part of NATO. He wanted to go back in history and recreate that, and he wants to and take back the Ukraine basically. But where this all ends up in the end with this smoke and ash, who knows? And it is an interesting point, of course, because we know that the idea of what Russia wants to do is take out the Ukrainian president. They want to assassinate him. The Ukrainian people, I do not believe, want to assassinate their president. But that's what Putin would like, because then there you go. You cut off the head of the government. It's much easier for things to fall. All right, this one is from Patrick, and Patrick is listening to us in Wisconsin. Patrick says, hey, Kate, you know, this whole thing with Major League Baseball, as I know you are a big baseball fan and pay attention to such things like this in sports and have connections in this arena, What could they possibly be thinking? My family usually goes and we take a trip to one of the spring training sites. My boys are really into baseball. They're young. It's a lot of fun. I think you mentioned covering spring training and you get access to the players. And all of that's like up in smoke. I don't understand why they would continue to be at the kind of odds that they're at when their sport, I think, will get in more trouble because fans, I think, will abandon eventually. And what happens, you know, with the schedules? There's no opening days. That's been pushed back. And it's the reaction in social media and the reaction from, I think, some really loyal fans is not good. If I were the commissioner of baseball, I would try to do everything I could to salvage the season and the reaction of the fans. So, opening day is canceled. The negotiations are non-existent. And every single day, it gets worse and worse for baseball. And killing the first two series, no deadline deal. You see fans that are saying on social media, you're right, that you know, I'm not going to go back and support it. And then you think of baseball and how much revenue that supplies to a city, including all of these spring training areas. So lots of people have lost millions of dollars. And when I say that, I'm not saying some rich owner. I'm saying that the little people who run the concession stands and that money puts their kids through some college or supplies things for their family, and they've done it forever and ever. And I guess what's the lesson is we know that nothing is secure, right? We saw that with the pandemic, and that you have to be able to figure it out, and that's what's happened. People are going to have to figure it out because the reaction has not been good to this. And I think if it keeps on going, that it's going to be tough to get people to go back, a big chunk of people to go back and want to pay attention to what's happening, especially as more teams, as more games drop off and people are disappointed. So I'm right there with you, Patrick. I grew up with baseball. That was the first sport that my father was alive and mother took me to see the Mets when I was 5 years old. And we went to Mets games, and it was a really, really cool thing. It's a very vivid memory for me. My father died when I was 8. But there's a memory. There's lots of memories with baseball that I can pull up that really impacted me, and it is too bad. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Sarah. And Sarah says, Kate Delaney, you of all people should know, and I'm wondering if you're doing anything special for it, that this is Women's History Month. And Women's History Month, I think, is pretty cool because so many things are happening around the country to highlight stories of women and accomplishments that a lot of people weren't necessarily aware of, or going back in history, and just the encouragement and the lifting up of young females and older females mentoring younger females, and who are the trailblazers. I think it's so important. I think it's great that we do have a Women's History Month. So will you do anything special? It's funny you should say that, because I do a feature called Her Story, and that's coming up in our next segment, and it's about women trailblazers, young women, older women, women who made history are no longer with us, that kind of thing. And yes, you know, it's interesting, Women's History Month, I didn't realize this because I looked it up the other day. When did we first get Women's History Month? And it started in 1978, actually, as a Women's History Day. There was a History Day. It started in Sonoma, California, and it got bigger and bigger, and it started to spread around the United States. And then there all of a sudden was this Women's History Month, and that was really more in the late 80s. And, there was a week, actually, in 1980, there was National Women's History Week, and then from there it got bigger and became Women's History Month, just celebrating women's progress in a lot of different areas and whatnot, which, yeah, I think is tremendous, right? We recognize all kinds of things and achievements in this country, so why not? And you'll get to hear some of that when we go to Her Story, like I said, coming up at the tail end of the hour. All right, it's just a reminder, I said at the top of this, day or night, you can send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking, and when he passes, each time he passes, I go...
He Debo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
West Howe was a good student, but she felt like something was wrong when she saw her grade in calculus fall to a C in a university class, along with 800 other students. Howe co-founded Maven in 2020, a micro-consulting platform that sold more than 1.5 million in courses, featuring creators with expertise on everything from community building to cryptocurrency. Howe says she's most proud of helping content creators monetize their expertise and offer up a better way to learn. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story.
Yeah, pretty interesting story, too, and there are so many others that have blazed trails in technology and in game-changing medical advances, and we'll feature so many of those women coming up the rest of this month, that's for sure. As we kind of crisscross into a different arena, you know, we've been talking, obviously, a lot about the Ukraine. That's on everybody's mind. There are people that have been incredibly generous and trying to do what they can to help the Ukrainian people. And we have no idea what will happen here, obviously, from day to day. And now we're through 1 week. What else is happening in our neck of the woods that I say is the buzz in your backyard and mine? And of course, every single day somebody asks me something about this, about gas and inflation and what do I think is going to happen and how high is gas. I told the story of my pal who said it was $5.50 to fill up a gallon, to fill up
her car, you know, and that it was crazy how much it was by the time you were done. And I just saw a story that wheat is at a 14-year high, up 25% this week. So what does that mean? Well, it means it's supply problems. It always pretty much goes back to the same thing, especially when you're talking about food. So Chicago wheat hit a 14-year high. That showed that it's adding more than a quarter to its value this week as the damage to Ukraine's export infrastructure has followed Russia's invasion. And so there's concerns over long-term supply disruptions from the Black Sea area. So corn was up, soybeans were up, all of that. And Russia and the Ukraine account for about 29% of global wheat exports, 19% of corn exports. And check this out. And you see it because you see when people have the colors of the Ukrainian flag or somebody paints something, they have sunflowers. 80% of exports of sunflower oil, which competes with soy oil, but it's very popular these days. So, of course, all of that's going to shoot up, you know, be higher and higher and cost more. And in the Ukraine, they have damage to their ports. I just mentioned the one city that's been taken over. That's a port city and other export areas with the troops invading. So all of that is being, affected. The European Union is going to consider letting farmers use fallow land to grow protein crops for livestock feed to counter the disruption to the supply from the Ukraine. So they're in trouble. They got to figure it out. How are they going to be able to get by? So they got to grow it themselves. They got to come up with some kind of protein, because otherwise they're going to lose a lot of those. They're going to lose a lot of those animals. And I want to say something about a wonderful city. I've talked about it before. I've spent lots and lots of time in my life, especially since I moved to the South and the Southwest. But the great city of New Orleans. And you know, we have a wonderful affiliate there, WGSO, 990 AM. And I got plenty of emails from people over the last couple of days about how exciting it was to see that carnival season was back. So as that all comes to an end, Mardi Gras, and you think of the parades and, you know, thousands of people would come to the city, and Mardi Gras ended Tuesday. It was like life was back to normal. I have friends that live there, and they sent me pictures and said, wow, it was just terrific that people were out, people were enjoying themselves, people were not wearing masks, and it looked like New Orleans of old. Now, of course, that made some people nervous because southern Louisiana was a big hotspot, remember, early on in the pandemic. But that was Mardi Gras 2020, which was being called a super spreader event. So they canceled parades and other events, and there was lots of restrictions in the famous French Quarter in 2021. But it was different this time around. This was, this was a whole different ball of wax. Even the governor, who came a little bit under fire, like, is this really the right time for this? And of course, yes, because of even what the CDC rules are, and it is a sign of the times and where we're at and going back to what those normal big celebrations were, and people not being afraid to go out and celebrate, and that's exactly what we saw in New Orleans, and pulled it off without a hitch, from what I understand. So good for Louisiana and the city of New Orleans. All right, here's like kind of an odds and ends sort of piece. We had somebody on once that wrote a book about Amelia Earhart, and you talk about Women's History Month. Of course, she was fascinating. She became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean alone. And she disappeared, though, in 1937 over the Pacific Ocean in her attempt to fly around the world. But She certainly was a pioneer. So an unnamed buyer a couple of days ago bought a 1928 leather helmet that was worn by Amelia Earhart for $825,000 at an online auction, right? Apparently, it was lost. It was a lost helmet during the 1929 Women's National Air Derby from Santa Monica, California to Cleveland, and was picked up by a boy who gave it to a girl at the event. Seriously, that woman, her name was Ellie Brookhart, then passed the helmet on to her son. You know how this goes, right? Like, this was worn by Amelia Earhart. And her son was this guy, Tony Twiggs, in Minnesota. And so he told the New York Times that his mother kept the helmet in good condition for years, just occasionally bringing it out to show extended family members, but they weren't so impressed like he was, because he was all into flight and the story about it. And the helmet was, again, believed to have been worn by her when she made her historic flight across the Atlantic Ocean as a passenger in 1928, a year after Charles Lindbergh made history as the first person to make the solo flight from New York to Paris. So he confirmed the authenticity through photos matching, you know, the technology, the photo matching technology, and they concluded it was an exact match to photos of the helmet worn by Amelia Earhart in photos of the time. Wow, think about that. I mean, how cool. And that he thought it was such a neat thing, and it would be like this show and tell piece, but people weren't impressed. But somebody was impressed enough that they paid over $800,000 for it, and they wanted that helmet. And I think there's also that lore around her, because yes, she broke social norms and did something historic, but the whole idea of where is Amelia Earhart, what happened, the lost radio contact after logging 22,000 miles and just 7,000 more to reach Oakland, California. They didn't do it. They crashed in the Pacific Ocean, believed to have crashed in the Pacific Ocean after running out of fuel, because she was with her navigator, Fred Noonan, and they were doing this flight to circle the globe. So they were oh so close, and there have been massive searches of the area the plane was last believed to be in, and it's one of the great unsolved mysteries of the century. And there's all kinds of theories as to what happened and where did she exactly disappear over. Crashed into the Pacific Ocean, died after landing on Gardner Island, was actually a spy, was one theory. Just crazy. Was secretly sent to New Jersey. It's wild. All right, on that note, we call it the end of an hour. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts when we do our mailbag segments. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody. Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.